I am April Kinsman, alcoholic. Thank you. Wow. Well, that's the first truth I told, my name. And I've been doing that for 21 years now. I grew up in what I thought was a normal family. My dad was an ex-cop in the East Coast. He came to California in 1956. I was born with four sisters and one brother. I was a baby girl. I was dad's baby girl. Dad drank. Didn't think anything of it. Dad was a good, happy drunk. And I always was on daddy's lap. And I was born with a speech impairment. And with that, I thought I was special. So I got more. Did I talk loud? I talk loud. I got more attention in the family. And every year my mom would do a spring cleaning. And we had this beautiful liquor cabinet. And I was always too young to wipe down all these beautiful jars of liquor and take a sip of them. But when I came of age to do that, I was about 7 years old. And the moment I did that, it changed everything. I got warm, fuzzy. Hey, I didn't stutter. So every season when spring came, I was in that cabinet. Boy, I scrubbed those bottles. They were clean. And if you know me, the few of you that do know me, I am a compulsive cleaner. And that probably stems from those bottle cleaning days. Anyways, the next big time that I remember drinking, and I stuttered until I was just about 13 years old, and that was from a bottle of vodka. And on that bottle of vodka was a metal cap. And I had four friends up on a football field. We all ended up with lockjaw. That didn't stop me from drinking. Wound up in the hospital. Dad didn't say anything. He just took care of his little girl. So on it went. Everything and anything I could get into involved alcohol. Crashed a car with my little brother. Stole my sister's car one summer and crashed it. It's okay, baby. We'll get it repaired. Broke my brother's arm in that crash and alcohol. It continued and continued and continued. I have under my belt 21 arrests. Recently, I discovered I thought I only had four felonies. Well, we discovered there's two more I never knew of. Don't remember them. Friend of mine that sits in this room tonight went with me to the court, went to the probation. We tried to get my arrest records. Well, they're so old now that you had to go to L.A. County. So, needless to say, I'm not sure what those are, but I'm not in jail anymore, and I didn't get arrested that day, and I did run across my mind, do you think they're going to put me in jail if they're still out there? And we thought, no, I've been pulled over since then with a speeding ticket here or there. They didn't show up. I'm good. But it did definitely cross my mind. But again, this program, you take somebody with you at all times. You talk to your sponsor. You do the right steps. But again, there is nothing that I didn't do that didn't involve alcohol. I did other things. A lot of other things, but I never did anything without drinking, to come down, to go up, to go sideways. It didn't matter. I was going. I was going to take you captive because you're my hostage. I'm going to take anything and everything hostage with me. You're mine. I did a lot of things. I don't regret anything because it got me here. I've made my financial amends, which took me years. I've made every amend to anybody and everybody I have harmed, mainly my friends and family. I've had four husbands. One committed suicide during my divorce, which I was pregnant by another man. We were separated. I have a beautiful daughter. She's 26 years old from that. He committed suicide during that divorce. It was March 12th, 1986. I gave birth to my daughter April 6th. That lasted at 18 months. I went on a binge. So I didn't know. I don't know if I was postpartum. I don't know what was happening. I thought I was a good mom. I thought it was going to change. Didn't. 3 weeks, I bailed out of that marriage and left him worrying where his daughter was, where his wife was. That destroyed his marriage. I went from there and he also filed to take my daughter away. I lost custody of my daughter for 4 years of my life. 3 months later, after my divorce was final, I was married to another man. I had a lot of money. I've always had money in my life. It always got used. And I don't know how, but there always was lots more. I call myself born-again Christian Jew. I was raised Jewish. I was raised Christian. So for some godforsaken reason, I was totally screwed up. And during that third marriage, his roommate was the dealer. So that led me a whole nother direction. And that didn't last very long. So I wound up in state penitentiary facing 5 years for second degree force and fear robbery. I was scared to death. I tried calling mom and dad to let me out, but there was a no bail. There was a no bail because I had two other warrants out for me. Because I had stolen a limousine outside of had a great idea. With a girlfriend and another friend drunk off our ass, limousines parked in front of a market. It's running. Let's go! Great idea. Not a great idea. Grand Theft Auto. I almost killed a woman on a felony DUI. She was in the back of her trunk, and I pulled my Corvette hastily out of a bar, an Irish club in Santa Monica, because the man that I was hitting on wasn't being honest with me, so I told him to go screw up and got in my car and just about took both of her legs off. So she was from Germany. So that ended my divorce, wound me up in jail, and once again I called daddy. So I got a slap on the wrist and thought, oh, maybe I should, do these AA meetings. I got an intro to a group called Pacific Group. Here I am, 28 years old by now. Ooh, I had it hard, I'm telling you. So I met a man in there. Well, I met a man in court. Judge Perez. Met a man in court. We hooked up after court. It's crazy. I was the most marriageable drunk. And the thing about me getting drunk is my clothes came off really quick. Didn't matter if I was in a bar. Didn't matter if I was on the street. I got hot. I just take them off. Didn't matter. I had no shame. So, anyways, I hooked up with this young man, and one thing led to another, and what have you, and I went to a couple AA meetings. Then I started forging the name on the little slip to the probation, 1 minute left. Oh, I got to get sober. Really sober. Anyways, let me tell you. In this group, I got sober, a specific group. And the minute I stood in that line, I was told, oh, yeah, we got a seat for you. And this is what you do. You're going to go in there, shake 10 women's hands, get their numbers. You're going to call them and see that man in the corner. You're going to suit up and show up to his work for 1 year, and you don't get to quit. That man was Jim Shaw. If anybody's ever known him or heard of him, he was an amazing man, an amazing man. I worked for that man for 9 years, 10 years until he passed. I took over his entire company, and he taught me everything. My sponsor, Rita Gaeta, who was Rita Beam, and then Andy Curl, took me through everything in this program. And I'll tell you, every day of my life, I will never forget everything I've learned and everything I will learn in this program. If you are new, get yourself a sponsor. Do what they say. Call them. Use them. Get a God of your belief. Do the steps as they're told, as they're written. Believe in this program. Believe in yourself. Give yourself a chance of sobriety, because it's the most amazing thing you will ever give yourself. You can't get sober for anybody but yourself. Thanks.